The Northwest Arkansas Land Trust, based in Fayetteville, has been awarded a major grant from the Walton Family Foundation to help farmers seeking land and resources to grow fruits and vegetables for local wholesale markets to meet growing demand. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
The Northwest Arkansas Land Trust, which permanently conserves land across a 13-county region, was awarded a $920,000 grant from the Walton Family Foundation. The 5-year grant will support existing and new family farms, promote sustainable farming practices, and strengthen local food systems. Susan Kohler is Farmland Preservation Manager for the Northwest Arkansas Land Trust.
We have conserved farmland throughout our history since 2003, but we now have some new tools to help both farmland owners think about conservation and transfer of farmland to new farmers that may not be their heirs. And we also have some new programs to help beginning farmers access land.
Over 2 million farms and ranches operate across the U.S., according to the most recent Department of Agriculture data, a decline of over 3% since 2012. Agricultural census data also found nearly all farms and ranches are family-owned, and the average age of farmers around 57. So the Northwest Arkansas Land Trust's new farmland preservation grant, Susan Kohler says, will help cultivate more farming in our region.
We've been developing this program for 2 years as part of the NWA Food Systems Initiative with other partners, including the University of Arkansas Center for Farms and Food, and also the new Food Conservancy, which is a local food hub that is helping to aggregate local produce as well as develop new markets, so that when we bring these new farmers or existing farmers in the area, when they're growing these new fruits and vegetables, they will have a market to take those to beyond the farmers' markets.
The Northwest Arkansas Food Systems Initiative, established last May by the Walton Family Foundation, is building on the region's historic farming heritage to connect new and existing small-scale farmers to land, technical assistance, capital, as well as to local wholesale and direct-to-consumer markets. And the Center for Arkansas Farms and Food is based at the Agricultural Experimental Station at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville. Those centers and grant projects are the result of demand for locally grown foods.
We've also seen a decline in the number of farms or the number of acres being farmed. So one of the important things about this work is the partnership with the Food Conservancy, because they are creating more wholesale markets and opportunities to ensure that farm viability beyond what somebody might be able to bring to the local farmers market. While they are very popular and they are growing, it's limited on what the amount of potential money that a farmer could make just using a farmer's market. So the Food Conservancy is working really hard to bring on new markets in institutional and wholesale. One of the big successes is they've secured contracts with HARPS. And so HARPS is now selling some of the local produce and fruits and vegetables. So we're going to see more of that over time, especially as we come out of the pandemic. Local schools, hospitals, other additional restaurant contracts, where farmers participating in this will have an opportunity to sell to these new markets to ensure their farm viability.
HARPS Food Stores, based in Springdale, Arkansas, operates a chain of 114 supermarkets in Arkansas, Oklahoma, Missouri, and Kansas. The Land Trust's new farmland preservation program will also conserve productive farmland from urban development, Kohler says.
And some of the first lands to go are farmland because they're flat and they're cleared, so they can be really attractive for development. And we need that, but we also want to be, careful that we don't continue to remove our local food shed so that, we're relying on further distant supplies. And I think that really was brought home to people during the pandemic, and they saw what that could be like when we had supply chain issues in the local grocery stores. So it's now is, just an even greater period of time to be thinking about the future of our local food system. And in addition, we do have across the nation Farmers that are delaying retirement, family heirs that might have at one time had gone on to farm are seeking other opportunities. But there are new farmers that don't have access to land that would like to farm. And so we need to think about ways that we can support them and to get them those skills and then also to the access.
Fruit, vegetable, and nut crop production in Northwest Arkansas has decreased by over 50% over the last 5 years in Benton County alone, Kohler says. The Land Trust's new farm preservation program aims to help revitalize Northwest Arkansas' historically abundant fruit and vegetable farming industry.
It's really exciting. So the two elements of the program that are expanding is we will have lease-to-own farmland where farmers that are interested in continuing to grow or might need their first access to land would have an opportunity to lease-to-own farmland and then move into ownership gradually within a 3 to 5 year period. They will have also access to shared tools and equipment and, again, these markets and support to be growing plans and how to make the best of farm viability.
The Walton Family Foundation grant will also provide $350,000 in stewardship funding to encourage farmland conservation, Kohler says.
The other option is for farmers that may be more established and have greater financial capability where they would like to purchase farmland on their own and participate in the program. We would work with them to either find farmland that's already been conserved or to help them place a conservation easement on that farmland so that we can ensure that it stays active in farming in perpetuity.
Kohler says the project will source federal programs that support agricultural land easements to leverage grant dollars
on some of the core counties of Northwest Arkansas. So Benton, Madison, Carroll, and Washington counties are some of our target areas. We want to hear from both existing farm landowners in those counties that may be interested in finding a new farmer to farm their land. Even if they're just interested in selling their land outright, we want to hear from them. Leasing farmland in those counties is something also that we need. And then farm seekers, so whether they're really within Northwest Arkansas now or they're considering moving to Northwest Arkansas, we want to hear from them because we want to be able to help them see which parts of the program might work best for them.
The preservation program is building on Northwest Arkansas Land Trust's FarmLink, a free web service launched a year ago, where farm seekers create profiles to purchase lands that match their agricultural needs.
Whether it includes a sale or a lease, and also to understand conservation easements. NWA FarmLink has been active for about a year, and we have a dozen or so participants, and many of them are sharing that they are seeing success and working towards their goals. We've had what we call a couple of matches, which is really exciting, but we need more participants, and we welcome landowners as well as farm seekers if they would like to join the community and, again, have access to some of these free services. We could help them navigate how they access land or transfer farmland.
The Northwest Arkansas Land Trust's Farmland Preservation Program's goal is to have 1,000 additional acres of fruit and vegetables in production by grantees across Northwest Arkansas within the next 10 years. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
To learn more about the Northwest Arkansas Land Trust Farmland Preservation Program, you can visit nwalandtrust.org.